Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Mem Ches, and we will start with Mem Ches Amud Aleph on top as we continue here in the Perek of Bapidjan HaBen and Perek Yesh Bechor. And this month's Shiurim, if you remember, is in memory Lili Nishmas, Mr. Leo Schachter, Yitzchak Ari Ben Menachem Mendel, sponsored by the grandchildren, the great grandchildren, the Osteen, Tannenbaum, Braun, Leichtung, and Greenberg families. Okay, we are on Mem Ches. We will start with the top as we continue regarding the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. The mitzvah that we might have touched on it at the beginning of the parak has many messages, Tamei HaMitzvos. If you want to just a summary, if you look at Pidyon HaBen Kehilchasa, which is the summary, the sikum, sefer of many different halachas and poskim in Perek Yud, he talks about Tamei HaMitzvos and he quotes eight reasons, but he mentions Tisha Pamim nine times, Nisqor Mitzvah Zuba Torah, nine times is this mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen mentioned in the Torah, Vikimad Bakulam is Parsha Batama, Oshatama Olam Mashmoas Aksuvim. And there's always something, related and a reason related to this mitzvah. Again, the two main reasons are number one, Makas Bechoros, obviously, the Nase of Makas Bechoros and Am Yisrael were saved, and therefore there is somewhat of a debt owed by the firstborns, or we are owed, because the firstborns are basically belonging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Pasuk says, in Kaddish Li, Petah Kol Rechem B'nei Yisrael Ba'adam V'Behema Lihu, V'Avarta Kol Bet Rechem L'Hashem, Kol Bet Hashem V'Behema, V'Chol Bechor Adam V'Nechat Tifteh, it's always mentioned in the context of Makas Bechoros, and that is the Sefer HaChinuch also in Mitzvah Yilches, Lizkar HaNeis HaGadol, She'asalanu Hashem Yisbarach Be'Bechori Mitzrayim, Shehargam V'Hitzilanu Miyadam. And that is the main. Another idea that's mentioned by a number of Mefarshim, and that is, just like Truma, just like Chala, just like Bikurim, the firsts are always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, separate from Makas Bechoros, the first, and this is the first, that is mentioned by the Sefer HaChinuch also. Sherocha Hashem Yisbarach, Lizakenu la'asos mitzvah bereishis piryo lamandas ki akol shelo ve'en lo davar rak ma'sheyichalik Hashem Yisbarach b'chasadav. We only have what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. V'yavinzos biroso. Right, this is the context of the Sefer Chinuch says this about true men bikurim v'chulu. Biroso ki achereisha yaga v'tarach v'higi hazvan sha'asa pri v'chaviv alav reishis piryo kibibas eino miyad nosel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We use something that reflects that it is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Maharal writes from in Gvuras Hashem in Perak Lamed Ches, Peter Rechem Hu Reishus Hamitzius. V'chein Hashem Yisbarach Hu Reishus Hamitzius. V'lachein Roy Losis Elov Reishus Hamitzius. V'lazeh Shayeches HaKedusha. The Bechor is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is Hu Reishu V'Hu Racharon. Lahavdil. Lahavdil. It's not the same Reishus. But Hu Reishu V'Hu Racharon, we don't understand what that Acharon means and what that Reishu means. Right? That's the Mishnah in the Chagiga. The Mishnah says that we can't focus too much on malamala, malamata, malafnim, malachar. So the rachis and achris of Hashem, we don't understand. But at least there's a dimyon. There's a dimyon to the Bechor that we have, and therefore we have that idea as well. Again, there's more. There's always a connection to Chava somehow in many mitzvos, and there's Hosafas Kedusha, there's others, so hopefully we'll get to some of those as we continue in this parak as well. So let's get to the Mishnah though. Mishalo Bechra Ishto, V'yolda Shnei Zacharim. A man whose wife never had a Bechor, and she had two Zacharim. So the halacha is, notice in Heis Lamakor, you're not sure which one is the Bechor. One of them came out first, you're not sure. This is not getting into the sugya we had back on Daf Yud Zayin by animals. When it comes to Efshal Etzamseim, Maria Efshal Etzamseim, is it possible for animals, two animals to be born at the exact same time? Is there a difference between Bidei Adam, Bidei Shemayim? That was a sugya back on Daf Yud Zayin, Daf Yud Ches, and Efshal and Efshal Etzamseim. Here, you know one of them came out first. You just don't know which one it was. So, what's the halacha? So, one has to give five shalom to the Kohen, hey shalom to the Kohen, because one of them is a Bechor. Well, what's the chiddush of this line? I don't have to know specifically. It's not that there's a chiyuv, but if I don't know which the Bechor is, then the chiyuv somehow is less. No, I know there's a Bechor. I'm not exactly sure which one it is. So that is enough of a chiyuv to have to give five shlav to the Kohen. Meis echad mehem b'toch shloshim. What happens if one of them died within 30 days? Yo ha'av pater, in that case the av is pater, because it could be that the Bechor died. Could be the Bechor died, and if a Bechor dies within 30 days, so there's no Chiyuv, we'll talk about it by the Shaman Amid Beis, is that because Nefel? Or even if you know it's not a Nefel, still, 30 days is the Zman Haschalas Lachiyev. We'll have to talk about that. But that is the, if one of them dies. What happens if the father dies? We'll see in a second. But first, the Chashuk Yechemet here on this, on the Mishnah, just has a case. When he's talking about giving the five shlamim to the Kohen, he discusses, again, it could be asked on any line of this perek, Avia Bachar rotza liftos bedoes al Kohen v'lefanav shteif shariyos. That's a common case. He has two possibilities. He could go out and buy and purchase five shlamim, the special coins that are going to be used, new, or is it better, often Kohanim have a five shlamim set, right, to use for a pidyon haben. So if he pays the Kohen, and the Kohen is going to give him back those the shlamim that are going to be used, so is that better? Right? Why would it be the Iranian adifus? So one might say, well, it's better to get it from the store, because it kind of looks funny. When you give it to the money to the Kohen, the Kohen gives it back to you, you give it back to the Kohen, right, which the post can talk about afterwards. Right, sometimes if they are used, if somebody has, not the Kohen, if the, let's say the person, the Yisrael has it, and then he gives it to the Kohen, can the Kohen give it back to him? Right, so different discussions, but he suggests here, the Chashuk Yechemet, that maybe there's an idea of using Pidyon HaBen coins over and over again. Because as we know, many times in Halacha, we find the idea of Kivan dis Avid Bachada Mitzvah, La Avid Ba Mitzvah Chrisi. Right, once you use something for Mitzvah A, you know, you can use it for Mitzvah B, right? Many examples, given, in that case. The Gemara Brachas, Daf Lametes, Ravami Vravasi, Kiavi Misrami Luhu Rifta De Eruva, Mavarachan Alav, Amosi Lechem in Aretz, Amr Hov, Esave Be Mitzvah Chadad, Eve Ba Mitzvah Chrisi. Right, the bread of Eruv, and the bracha of Amotzi. Eruv Tafshilin, says the Mishnah Brura, Tafkuv Chav Zayin. Right, Lachad Chila to use it for Lecha Mishnah. Right, on, obviously, not the day of Yontif, use it on Shabbos, right? You don't want to use it up before Shabbos comes. And we know that's why the minhag is to save the lulavim, to help burn the chametz, right? Or the Shulchan Aruch says, Nogu latzniaho shanis lafias matzos. Another minhag that's used. The Meiri in Brachas. Shiyari psilos shel Shabbos, malikin osav amosi Shabbos, levarech b'en ala or. The leftover wicks from Shabbos candles to use for Havdalah. Right, and many other examples, chutei tzitzis, they quote, they use for bookmarks. But either way, the principle of once something has some type of kedusha that is on it, so then that's just be mosif kedusha and mosif kedusha in that case. So here too, maybe that would be an idea of using pidyon haben coins in the same way. And he finally quotes a Ben Yoyad in Sanhedrin, called davar gashmi sheyia tashmish l'davar kadosh. Muchrach sheyikne oso davar gashmi chelik kedusha sheyeshora alav tamid ruach kedusha. Right, once something is used, and we know there's, again, this is not tashmishe kedusha. This is tashmishe mitzvah. So we know the brisa in Megillah on Daf Chavav, tashmishe kedusha, it has inherent status. Anything connected to sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah, and the cases and the abizrayu of those. But this is even talking about tashmishe mitzvah, which does not have inherent kedusha. Tzitzis and shofar and sukkah and lulav, all of those do not have inherent kedusha, and yet there is still something. There's still something that, because it was used for a mitzvah, there is an idea that this physical item has some special status, not halachic status, geniza v'chulu, but some idea that it was used for a mitzvah, so you can use it for another mitzvah. Okay, that's his discussion here on the Haslam. So again, if one of the boys dies within 30 days, then the father is pater, because it could have been the Bechar and Hamosi Bechavir, Alav Araya. Mosi Bechavir, Alav Araya, which we'll get back to. Meis Ha'av, Banim Kayamim. What if the father died, but the boys are still here? The sons are still here. So we'll talk about it in the Gemara when he died. But Rabbi Meir Omer, Im Nasnu Achalo Chilku, if the father, if they gave the money, right? So now they have the estate of the father, and they realize that one of them is a Bechor. So if they gave to the Kohen before they split up the property, so they Nasnu that it was given. It's Ki'ilu, so to speak, the father gave it. It's from his property before it was split up. And therefore, it stays with the Kohen. V'im la fiturin. But if they first split up the property, so then, before they gave it, then they're pater. Why? Because each one, the Gemara will explain how each one can say, well, maybe I'm not the Kohen. And therefore, I don't have to give it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer nischayv nechasim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the nechasim, there's a shiba nechasim, there's a lien on the property already of the father, and therefore, even If they have split it up already, they have to combine and pay the five slime. Again, we'll talk about in the Gemara exactly what the case is, what the machlokas is. Zachor and Akeva ain't kalin koin klum. But if it's a male and a female, ain't kalin koin klum, so then the koin doesn't have to pay anything, the baal doesn't have to pay anything because maybe his bechor was a bechora, and therefore there wouldn't be the mitzvah of a pidyon ha-ben. It's a very important yesod that the Mishnah is implying. We usually know there's a principle of Safek D'oraisa L'Chumra. And all of a sudden here, by Bechor, there's a Safek Mitzvah, and I'm Pater. Is Pidyon HaBen just about Dini Mamonis? Again, Dini Mamonis, I'm Otsumei Chavir L'Avaraya. But this isn't just about Dini Mamonis. Let's say a boy goes through life and he's a Safek Bechor. So he doesn't have to pay? Isn't that a Safek D'oraisa, Safek Mitzvah? So all the Achronim trying to figure out exactly what is the relationship in the Mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen between the monetary part of the mitzvah and the mitzvah, the iser part of the mitzvah. Remember, where is Hilchos Pidyon HaBen? In Yaradeya. It's not a Choshe Mishpat, right? The Shulchan Aruch puts it in Yaradeya. The Achronim discussed this idea. Rav Shimon Shkap in the Shar Yosher in Hey Chaf Hey discusses this issue. He says, "Venir Lani Yis Daiti Devadei Muchach Mizeh." The mitzvahs pidyon haben ainah rak mitzvahs matnas kahuna lechud kishar matnas kahuna shah mitzvah b'hem urak lahashiv hamamon lekohanim kechol mitzvos tashlumei mamon lebaileim. First and foremost, the ikur is that it's a chiyuv to give money to the kohen, just like there's a chiyuv to give all the other matnas kahuna, the reishis hageis, and these are all lechayim of the keva. They don't have kedusha, but they still have mitzvah to give it to the kohen. That's the driving force behind the mitzvah. Ella she milvad Kriyas HaKesef, Priyas HaKesef, Chamei Slaim. Besides that, Siv Satora Liftos Es HaBachor, Masha Yeshbo Eze Inyan Kedushas Bechora. There is some type of Kedusha that the Bechor has. Avshalo Gil Salonu Torah Shum Din B'Bechor Adam, Sheye Eze Hevdel Bahan Haga, Mikodem Sheniftah Lacher Pedia. Even though the Torah and Chazal don't let us know, is there any difference how I treat my son before and after it's Nifta? I clothe him the same way. I change him the same way. There's no difference in terms of, by everything else that has Kedusha, there's a difference in how we relate to it by a carbon and by Truma. But here, so you want to say there's Kedusha Chal on the son? We don't treat the son any differently before or after the pinyon. So there is some type of status that we don't fully understand. Because the lashon of the Torah is pidyon, it must be the something. It must be some special status. There's some type of histalkus of kedusha. But, first and foremost, it's dini mamon eschiyev. And he says that is why we say Safik Pidyon HaBen Lekula. Vadai Muchach Da Mitzvah Shal Pidya Mitzvah Tliya Bedin Mamon. Vecha Deleka Chiyam Mamon Machma Safik Leka Mitzvah's Pidya. Whatever this mysterious mitzvah of Pidya is, it is really hinged on the Chiyav Mamon part of the mitzvah. And that's why we don't say Safik Lechumra here, like we would say by other mitzvos, by Safik Isser. Remember by the case of Pidyon Petach Chamor, right, as an Isser Hana, according to some Tanon. So that's why you have to do something, even if it's a Safek. So you can be Podeh and then be Mafreshit and keep it for yourself. But by Pidyon HaBen, right, there's no issue. There's no issue. Safek Bechor Pater. So Bechor Pater, because the mitzvah is totally on the Chiyav, and once there's no Chiyav Mamon, because halachically there's a Safek, and Amosim Echaver Lavaraya, therefore there's no Safek. Aval Kivim, we didn't Mamon, Kaimel on Amosim Echaver Lavaraya, the Pater B'Safek, Havi Kamo, the Leka Bazek Klal Tashlume Heislam. V'yefshash Yikavla Makoen, V'yagavna Pater, V'mitzvahs Pidiyah. That is an important formulation. Again, others say it as well, but that's Rav Shimon Shkap in Hey Chav Hey. Rav Asher Weiss also talks about this in Bamidbar, in Simon Lamed Hey, in Parshas Korach by the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, and he says maybe it's even alluded to in the two of the psukim. The Rambam quotes two psukim in two different contexts for Pidyon HaBen. In mitzvahs I say pay, the Rambam quotes, Bechor banecha titein li, in Shmos Chav Beis, and ach pato tiftes, Bechor ha'adam. Quotes two different psukim. Ask the Minchas Asher, v'tzorach bir, lama hevi shnei psukim le mitzvah zu, I need two. What are you two for? And then he quotes, Yeshlachkar b'ivkar mitzvazu, right? He quotes many sources on both sides. Again, it's a little different chakira, but it's related. You know, when we say pidyon, how much is this really a pidyon? That there's a status on the Bukhar that we have to remove? Or it's a maisa nesina? Right? How much are there sources that talk about real kedusha chal on the baby? Yesh lachar b'cholikar mitzvazu, ha'im yesh bageder pidyon mamish, or shema ein ba'ela mitzvaz to see this matanus kuna l'kohen. And there are deos l'kan u'lakan. Right, start with one famous comment within the world of pidyon ha'ben, machlokas between the Ramah quoting the Rivash. Very unusual Ramah, but again, much discussed. Pidyon ha'ben ayde shliach. Right, the Ramah quotes the Rivash, you cannot do pidyon ha'ben ayde shliach. Father has to do it himself. That's the Rama. The Ein Av Yachol Leftos Al Yedei Shliach V'Gamein Bezdin Podin Oso Belo Ha'av Rivash Simin Kuf Lamed Aleph. That is the Rama. If you look in the Gra right here, the Gra says Kol Zeh Tamua Delomi Boy Al Yedei Shliach to Shluchos Shel Adam Kamoso. Not only should Shlichus work, Shlichus always works, says the Gra. Ela Af Acher Yachol Leftos Afilu Belo Daito Shelav. Right, even if you don't even need a Shliach. Shliach for sure would work, says the Gra. Even a third party without the das of the Av should work. Delo adif mi Moshe Kasav sha'acher yachal liftos. K'moshe Kasav, Perek Dalid, the Maaser Sheni, v'chein at the Ravai, v'chein Hekdish, where the Gra compares it to all these other pidyonos that can be done without the das. V'kol she'kein kan she'enu elachov ba'alma, sh'ri ha'kohen gove mi mishubandim. K'moshe Kasav v'v'choros, Daf Memches. We'll get to that. Visham is tabdu nichsei. Vayin sham kol asugya. Ubegidush chavtes mebeiz. Betos visham. V'chiyeh poreh chovo shel acher eino niftar halove. Right. If I pay a chov on behalf of someone, so the chov is not paid. I want to do Reuben a favor, so I pay the malve. So it's not paid. Of course, it's paid. Says the Gra. Ela delachad chila yoser mitzvah ba'av kimo b'mila v'shari dvarim shahav chayiv. V'gam b'rivash lesem izeh klum, ela b'divrei hashow el sham. V'gam eino muchrach dvarav. He's looking at the Rivash, which we're not going to do right now, but that is a machlokes Ramah, in the name of the Rivash, and the Gra. But again, why would you not be able to do it al yidei shliach? Again, it requires a big discussion, but a little bit is that if it's just a stam, a regular chi of mamon, so then why not al yidei shliach, like the Gra asked? But if there's some type of pidyon, some type of magical removal of a status that has to happen, so maybe it could be something different. It could be like a mitzvah shebagufo. It could be like on the father, and therefore there could be something special. V'disbar bezeh says the now back to the Minchas Asher. V'ladat harivash v'harama yish b'pidyon aben ma'isa pidyon milvan nesinas hakesef. Aval hashitas hagrav amachan Ephraim ein pidyon aben kiim nesinas manas kahuna v'im bo ged the pidyon mamish. And he quotes many others as well, but the language of the Rambam back in that Sefer Mitzvah, the Mitzvah Pei, we didn't read it. The Rambam says, "Ki'ilu zachabo hakohen v'nikneyu emenu." It's ki'ilu the kohen has the bechor, and I'm being konehim back. There are lashonos like that. There are lashonos like that in the Rishonim. Right? So therefore, this could be the two marmakom, the two makoros that the Rambam brings, the two elements of pidyon aben, the mamonis element and the iser pidyon element. The Rambam quotes, "Bechor banecha titein li, who call yisod mitzvah zushin nidak ilu zacha ba kohen." Bechor banecha titein li, and it sounds like the kohen has it. You have to be poded it back. Kvo shamar av la kohen shalachahu va'ab balik nosim na kohen. But the other daya, the other pasuk, maybe it's referring to the other aspect, the dini mamonis aspect. Okay, two elements of the mitzvah of pidya, and a lot more to discuss there. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, demis ha'av emas. So the Mishnah said that if one of the suffik b'chores dies, so then there's no mitzvah. But if the father dies, so then machlokes tanoim. Remeir said if they already gave it before they split up the property, so then they gave it. And if not, then Rebuta says, no, you still have to give it. Nischayv nechasim. So when did the father die in this story? Demisa av emas, ilema demis lachar shloshim yom. If the father died after 30 days, meaning he already had a chiyuv on day 30. That's when the chiyuv kicks in. Right? So in that case, then ask the Gemara, Bahamar Rimeir Kihoku Baturin. Then Rimeir would say, if on day 30 the father was still alive and he should have done the mitzvah, and then he dies, then even if the property was split up, they don't have to do the mitzvah. There was already a shibah nechasim. The property of the father is already meshubah to the mitzvah, and therefore, even if they split it up, they should have to pay. If the father was alive on day 30, it's his mitzvah. His property, when he dies, is still the zachiyah to give it to the kohen. This is the Gra's Raya. This is what the Gra just quoted. It sounds like there's a regular chov. And even if you want to say that there's an element of pidyon, the Gra would say, that's dependent on the shibu nechasim. That's primary. Like the formulation of the Shari Yosher. So, Ela, so it must be, says the Gemara, to miss betoch lamed yom. It must be rather the father died before 30 days. So therefore, the father was never chayiv in the mitzvah. Never chayiv in the mitzvah. Right? The mitzvah isn't right away with a t'nai that the boy doesn't die. Right? It seems to be that the mitzvah only starts on day 30. Right? Day 30. Just like the mitzvah of Bris Milah doesn't start before day 8. Right? Maybe Lelches. That's the Shaila. That's that Yerushalmi that we like to quote. Yerushalmi has the suffix of can a 5-day-old Kohen, right before Bris Milah, be smeared with Truma oil? Yerushalmi has the suffix about that, right? What's that in the Gemara about Lelches? Yerushalmi says, yes, fine, before day 8, day 5, day 6 for sure, but Lelches is the question. And what's the suffix? We explain. Maybe that's when the Shem Arel starts. Maybe the Shem Arel starts on day 8, the night before, even though you can't do the actual mitzvah yet, but the status might start. Right, sometimes there could be a status of something before the time of the mitzvah. When does the status of chametz start? Right, today. It's not around Pesach time. If I have bread, is that called chametz in halacha? No, it's called bread. When does the status of chametz start? So, at most, pashtus, 30 days before. At most. Chiyabadika, maybe, only the morning of. When does the isser of chametz start? The morning of, chatzos, right, whenever. Sometimes you can have a status that starts before the time. And we discussed this, right, the machlokas tanam at the beginning of Zvachim, about shechting the Korban Pesach in the morning of. The morning of, yeah, supposed to do a bin arbayim. The morning of Erev Pesach, is that considered shalo bizmano? Fully. Machlokas tanoim there. But either way, so there's no mitzvah before it. El demis petoch lamed yom. So the father died before day 30. So, says the Gemara, so maishtaki choku to azel. So now let's talk about Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir said it makes a difference whether they split up the property yet and paid before or not. So kichalku, so what's the difference that if they already split up the property and haven't paid yet? The coin goes to each one, and each one could say, well, I'm not the coin, so I don't have to pay you. The father never had a chiyuv. The father died before day 30. So now it's my chiyuv, but it's suffik. So just like if they split it up, so then each one can push away the kohen, kilo chelkonami. So too, even if it's still in the estate of the father, they didn't split it up yet, still, leizel agabe hai velitche, veleizel agabe hai velitche. Each one should be able to say, well, you know, I'm not the kohen, I'm not giving you from the pot. So why should it make a difference that only if they split it up? Right, Rashi, vahaleka lemeimar de tarif nichse mishuma vihem. The ha'avlon is chayev klum. Ella b'shvil ha'banim tarfan. It's nothing to do with the father. The father never had the mitzvah. It's all about the sons. And therefore, the sons, why should they have to pay at all? So the Gemara says, Amar b'yirmiya zos omeris. It must be that this Mishnah is assuming, and your mayor is assuming, Shnei Yosef and Shimon shahayu b'yir achas. If you have two people with the same name in the same city, remember in the days of old when there were no last names, right? So you have the two Yosef and Shimons in the same city. Why is that always the example given? That's a good kasha. Right? Yosef was not the son of Shimon. He was the brother of Shimon. Right? So why is that the example given in Meseches Gittin and here? To Yosef and Shimon. That's always the name given. She Yosef and Shimon, Bishayo B'ir Achas, V'lachu Shadah B'shutfis. They bought a field partnership. Both of them got together and bought a field. And they owe money to somebody. So the Baal Chov comes to the Yosef and Shimon and says, you owe me money. So each one would say, well, prove it to me that I'm the one that owes you. Maybe it's the other one. But if they buy a field in partnership together, he could go there. Baal Chov go ve'osa mehem. Da Amarle, he says, Ibe didach masikna manta didach kasha kilna. If I owe from you, so then I'm taking from your portion of the field. So Birmiya says that must be what Remeir is holding, because just like there you have a partnership, see here too, if you have the portion of the father's, the estate before it's split up, so that's why the Kohen could say, I'm taking it. It's still a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? Which Kohen? Right? A Balchov, a specific Balchov, fine. You can say the Balchov is coming and going to take because he's owed by one of them. Is any one Kohen owed by the father, by the sons? No. So it's still a Chiddush. It's somewhat like Mamash Ein Lotovim. But the Chiddush is that he's taking it on behalf of the Shevet HaKahuna. And he will be able to take it, in that case. Good. So, Amar Rava. So that's Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Rabbi Yirmiyahu says that Rabbi Yirmiyahu must be like, that Shita of Shnei Yosef and Shimon's and the Shutfus. Amar Rava. Rava says, wait a minute. Michdi, Nichse Debar Inish Inun Arvinbe. The property of a person is really the security and the guarantors of the person. Right, the sugi of Arvus, the last daf and a half in Maseches Baba Basra. Arvus, right, that's an Arev, right, source of Yehuda, Anochi Erevanu. I'll take care of it. My regular case, you have a Malven, a Loven, an Arev. And the Loven says, lend me money, if I can't pay, the Arev's gonna pay you. So a person's property is really his Arev, right? If he doesn't pay, then the Malve, the Balchov goes to the property. So says the Gemara, that's somewhat strange then, relating to here that the Kohen could go and take the property of the boys, even though he wouldn't be able to take something from the boys themselves. Do you ever have that? In this case, you could take it from the property of the estate, but you wouldn't be able to take it from the boys themselves. Since when does the do you have more rights from an arev, from a cosigner, than you have from the love, or here is not a love, from the mechuyev himself? V'yotna, didn't we learn in the Mishnah there at the end of Baba Basra, hamalves chaveru al yidei arev lo yifra min ha'arev. If I was malve, you can't go min ha'arev, v'kai malon, and what does that mean? D'lo yimah min ha'arev t'chila. You can't go to the arev first, you have to go first to the mechuyev, and if he can't pay, so then fine. But if the Mechuyav wouldn't be able to, so then, you know, the Arav would be Pater. So he asked Rava here, why does this make sense? If you wouldn't be able to collect from the boys, why could you collect from the Arav of the boys the property? Achronim ask on this that there seems to be a halacha that in a case where the Toveya is Bari, if somebody comes to a Toveya, a Nitva, and says, you owe me money, and he denies it, and then the Arav admits that the loan took place, then the Arav would have to pay. In that circumstance, if he says I paid you, okay, or I don't. But if he says lohayidvar meolam, said he would have to pay. That's a Rama in Choshe Mishpat in Hilchas Arev. The Rama writes in Kuf Chav Tes in Choshe Mishpat. The Shulchan Aruch quotes our case. Hamalves chaveru ayide arev. Afal pi shaarev mishtabi lamalve lo yitva et haarev tchila. You can't go to the arev first. El yitva halove viafilo elo love elaziburis lo yifra me haarev. Even if the Lova only has inferior property, doesn't matter, you can't go to the Arev. If the Lova has, you have to go to the Lova. V'yafilu ein lo Lova nachasim yiduim, could go in Karkos. V'yesh nachasim yiduim la Arev, lo yigva meha Arev, elatzorach lachzar, achar halova, ula yesh lo metaltalin. Good, you always go to the Mechuyav and not to the Arev. Rama, v'im amar halova praticha. What if the Lova said I paid you already? V'hu milve alpeh, nishba halova hesis v'niftar hu, V'arev. Fine. V'afilu hilva akum v'ach amar shapara niftar ha'arev. Aval im amar halove lo lavisi me'olam chayiv ha'arev lefroa. If the love says, I have no idea what you're talking about, then, and the sma is in ha'arev mode shalava. The arev does admit that the loan took place. So then, he's chayiv to pay. Sma, Mishamachi Chayev, to haleka lesvuke dilma par a, to kala omer lo lavisi, kila omer lo parati dami. Right, as the Yisod in the Gemara is, if somebody says lo lavisi, he's also saying I didn't pay back, he's saying it was never a loan, but the Arev says that there is a loan. Hodos baldin. And therefore you can go to the Arev. So ask the Achron and the Sfasemis here and others wonder, isn't this Gemara like that? Like if the Kohen would someone go to the brothers and say, you owe me, and they would say, well, we don't owe you, maybe I'm not the Bechor. That's like Kfira. That's like denying the whole loan. But the property is Ki'ilu saying, you know, we know there was a Chiyav. We know one of them is a Bechor. So it's difficult to try to figure out exactly the Dimyon of the Gemara here. Because if you're taking the Dimyon seriously in Arvus, so then it would be a little difficult. But again, it's an important line about Arvus, that the property of a person is his Arev. It's important. It's used by Rishonim. Just to give one example, again, an important shita in the world of Arvus and Shibudim. Again, it's quoted in many places in Shas. I'll quote it from Ksubis, the Rush and the Ran. Quote the shita of Rabbeinu Tam in Ksubis on the case of Mocher Shtarchov L'Chavero. What's the case? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shimon is owed money by Levi. Shimon is owed money by Levi. He sells his Shtarchov to Reuven. And now Reuven should be able to collect from Levi. And then Shimon goes and is mochel the money to Levi. Mochel enough to pay me back. So basically he just ruined Levi. He sold the balchov, or he gave his shtarchov to Reuven. So Levi should pay Reuven, but then he was mochel. Then he was mochel. Right? That's the shita of Shmuel. Hamocher shtarchov l'chaveiro v'chazar u'machlo machol v'yorish machol. Right? That's what Shmuel says. That's what we paskin. Right? So what? Why is that? Why does that work? You know, if I was mocher the shtarchov, so now it should be you. Should be you. I shouldn't. Why am I still in the picture? So explains Rabbeinu Tam. I'll read it from the Ran. The Ran on Mem Dalad Mabez Nadafi Arif in Ksubis. I mean, one answer given by Rishonim is the Rambam. Mechir shtaris is Durabanan. Okay. That's one way to get out of it. Because on a Daraisa level, you can't really sell a shtar. Can't really sell a shtar. That's interesting why that would be. Important you sowed about shtaros and ba'alei chovos. But if you say that you can sell it on a Daraisa level, so then why would he be able to be mochel it after he sold it? So says the Ran, aval amocher shtar chov, af al pisha mechirasu Daraisa yachol limchol, lefi sheshnei shibudim yesh lo lamalva al alove. Right, there are two shibudim. The Malva has on the Lova. Shibud gufo shalove, shumuchuyev lefroa, vuhu ikir hashibud. Number one is that there's a lien on him, his essence. The Lova's essence is leaned, so to speak. There's a chovas gavra to pay the Malva. Chovas gavra, and he has a chiyev that's on the Lova himself. Vishibud al nechasav, and number two, the shibud nechasim. Shibud aguf, shibud nechasim. Imhu lo yifra midin arev. Kidam Rinan, Nechasi Dabar Inish Inan Arvin Bay, quotes our Gemara Baba Basra. Number one, there's a Shibud Haguf of every Love to the Malve. And number two, there's a Shibud Nechasim. Veshibud Haguf Yesh Lamalve Ala Love Labar Mechirihu. You can only sell the Shibud Nechasim, you can't sell the Shibud Haguf. So when he sold the Shtarchov, he sold the Shibud Nechasim. But he still retains the Shibud Haguf because that's not sellable. The second that he's Mochel, that removes the Shibud Haguf. Shibud Nechasim cannot exist without a Shibud Haguf. And Memelo, the Shibud Nechasim, falls away. Hilkach eino nimkar el Shibud Nechasim bavad. V'yavo v'yishino nimkar, lo paka. Avo ki chaza umach lo paka Shibud Haguf, o Memelo paka Shibud Nechasim. She'eino ela midin arev. He's not a nice guy, but it works. This is what it works. Umiyu, the Ran adds, k'shemeis love. What about if the love dies then? Then what happens to a Shibud Haguf? If somebody owes money, then he dies. Kishemeis lo ve'ava bisha shibud gufo paka, shibud nechasim lo paka. That's a case where the shibud nechasim can exist by itself, if the lovet died. Lefisha ikir arvusan shal nechasim be'inyin zehu. Because that's the whole point of the nechasim, this arvus. Shekozman shalo yimsa halova, sheyeyre the nechasim, yifra mehen. Aval kozman she nifka machmas hamalve, av shibud shal nechasim nifka. Elu divrei Rabbeinu Tam. This is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And again, quoting that our Gemara about nechasi devar inish inun even arvim. Gemara in Sukkah has a similar lashon. It's not nechasi devar inish. It's more of a hashkafic theologic application. But there is a fascinating Gemara in Sukkah. I'll just quote, and then we'll get to the second day of how to understand the Mishnah. Says the Gemara that Shlomo HaMelech, interesting, the Gemara has a line, then tells a story about Shlomo HaMelech, and then says the line again. The Gemara here in Sukkah on Daf Nun Gimel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Raglohi Dabar Inush Inun Arvin Bey. The legs of a person are his arvus. La'asar demispe taman movilin yasei. To the place where he is needed, he will be taken there. And then it tells a spooky story of there were two people in front of Shlomo HaMelech, Eli Charaf and Achiyah ben Shisha, so from the Shlomo HaMelech. And one day, Shlomo HaMelech saw the Malach HaMavis. Davi Ka'atzev, he didn't look too happy. He looks sad. Amar le Amaya Siva, says, why are you so sad? So the Malach HaMavis tells Shlomo, I need these two guys and I can't figure out a way to get them. Shlomo's like, really? Quickly. He calls the head shade and he says, quickly, take them to Luz, the place where nobody dies. Quickly, take them to Luz. So he takes them to Luz, and at the doorway to Luz, these two guys drop dead. They died. The next day, Chazi Malach HaMavis Avi Kabadach. The next day, the Malach HaMavis sees Shlomo HaMelech, and Shlomo HaMelech sees the Malach HaMavis is smiling, so to speak, whatever that means. He says, why are you smiling? He says, I couldn't figure out a way to get them to the doorway of Luz. So that's the only place I was able to take them. I was going to be able to take them. But they were here. I couldn't figure out a way to get them. So thank you very much. You walked into my trap and you helped me get them. And the Gemara says again, Patach Shlomo V'Amar Raglohi Debar Inish Inan Arvin Bey. Right? The message being, you can't get out of destiny. If something's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then it's out of our hands. Tolei B'das Acherim. The Raglohi Debar Inish Ar Arvin. So our Gemara talks about Nechasi Debar Inish Ar Arvin. That's in a monetary realm. This Gemara in Sukkah Nun Gimel is Raglohi Debar Inish, right? We can't run away from our destiny, right? This is the story of Yonah, right? That's this Gemara. This Gemara is the story of Yonah. Yonah, you can't run away. Can't run away. You might try to go in the water, you might try to go in the fish, but that's Raglohi Debar Inish. Okay, now we get back to Nechasi. So Rava does not accept that pshat of the Mishnah, that the father died before 30 days. So Rava gives a different shot. Five lines from the bottom. El Amar Rava, Lolam Shemes Lachar Lamed Yom. See, he died after 30 days. The father died after 30 days. That's the case in the Mishnah where there's a machlokes. Again, Rabbi Meir says there's a chiluk before and after, and Rabbi Yehuda says you have to pay. The father died after 30 days, and if there was enough money, obviously you'd have to pay from the property. Because the father already had the mitzvah, and his property was meshubid, and you have to pay the kohen. But the problem here is that there's not too much money. There's only five slime. That's all there is. And now we're going to have about four assumptions. Each of these are shas topics, but we're going to have to try to touch on them. So what's the machlokas? What's the issue about? If there's only less property. And everybody holds like Ravasi. Dom Ravasi, ha'achan shechilku, mechza yarchim, mechza lekuchos. When brothers split up assets, half of it is looked at as yarchim, they got it straight from the father. Half of it is looked at as if they had a transaction with their siblings, and now they split up the money. As we're about to see, if it's from transactions, that money is not meshubid to the father's chovos. Only Yerusha is meshubid, as we'll see in a second. So that already notes that we could only take part of this, take half of this money. There's five shlam altogether. So if half of it is already considered mekach money, so only two and a half is left to give to the Kohen. As we'll see, that's going to be the machlokas. Giving two and a half slime, does that make any, is that important at all? Utakuli alma milvak suva batora, lavkik suva shtar damya. Again, another important topic. And everybody agrees that any obligation that the Torah writes, it's not an obligation that's just logical. Like, I borrowed money from you, so I have to pay you. That's called a milva she'enik suva batora. The Torah didn't have to write that chiv. But a milvak suva batora is a milva the Torah had to write, meaning piduna ben. Piduna ben is not something logical. It's a mitzvah. That's called a milva ksuva b'Torah. So what status does a milva ksuva b'Torah have? Is that like a milva b'shtar, which would be collectible even from property that was sold, right, lekuchos? Or is it called a milva b'alpeh? So milva ksuva b'shtar, milva ksuva b'Torah, lav ksuva b'shtar adamya. It's not so strong as if it was written in a shtar. Uda kule alma is lo dura papa, and everybody else like rapapa. These are all the assumptions. Dama rapapa milva alpeh, govim mena yorshim mena govim mena lekuchos. A milva alpeh would only be collectible from yarshim, meaning if the lova died, so then the malve would be able to collect from yarshim, but not from properties that were sold. So all of that is the assumption. So what's the machlokas about? Here, only half the amount that should go to the kohen is available. So is that a mitzvah to give half? That's the machlokas. Rabbi Meir savar chamish v'lochatzi chamish. Rabbi Meir says no. Mayor says, once they before they split it up, fine. Then you can take five. But after you split it up, no. After you split it up, it's only half is available, and therefore, there's nothing you don't take. And what did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah? Nechasim b'cheskasan. What did he mean by that? Rabbi Yehuda sara chamesh, afilu chatzi chamesh. Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, even chatzi is significant, and that's what the Mishnah means by nechasim b'cheskasan, that he would take five. Stop there for a moment. There is one word in Tosfos that we could spend much time on, but we're not going to. We're just going to point it out. Tosfos on the bottom here, Tosfos, the same thing in Kiddushin, has a list of examples of milvos haksuvos batora. What are examples of obligations that we wouldn't have known without the Torah telling us? So a pigeon, a ben, that's a good one. That's a good example. I wouldn't have known that. So Tosfos says on the bottom, Milba Ksuva Batorah, Hainu Dafka, Kigon, Pidyon HaBen, V'Arachin, that's also good. I wouldn't have known Arachin. V'Nezikin. Nezikin? V'Chayotze Bohen, Shalon Eschayvu, Imlo Shechiyavtu Torah. If I damage your property, I wouldn't have known that I have to pay you for it. Nezikin. If you look in the Tosfos HaRosh, in Kiddushin Yud Gimel, Tosfos and Kiddushin Yud Gimel has the same list as here. Tosfos of the Rosh has the same exact list without Nezikin. Nezikin is the Milva Ksuva Batorah? It's very difficult. You know, what does that mean? Is there something about Nezik? Maybe it's a detail of the Nezik. Maybe a detail of the Nezik, right? What you pay from, you know, maybe that's a detail of Milva Ksuva Batorah. Idis or certain details of Nezik. But to say that Nezik, maybe within Nezik, Adam Amazik versus Nizke Mamon, both of those Lechora, if I property damage and if I damage. That's a difficult Tosfos. Why is Nezikin on the list? Unless you say he's talking about certain details of Nezikin and not the payment of Nezik itself. Remember, the payment of Nezik is mefurish in the Torah. The Isra of Hezek is not mefurish in the Torah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't damage. It says, don't wound and don't kill and don't steal and don't violate theft and don't kidnap. That all, it says all of those in the Torah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, lo tazik, which itself is also a mystery. We know, according to everyone, there's an Isra of Hezek. Rishon and Achronim, they all come up with ideas of the Yad Ramah, has Lifnei Iver, and other sessions, the Tur and Rabbeinu Yonah, right, is included in Gezel, just like you can't steal, you can't damage. But after the dust settles, it's still a mystery. Why did the Torah just say it? Right? What's the Torah trying to emphasize and reflect by the fact that it didn't say it beferish? But either way, but the payment is Parshas Mishpatim, right? Nizkei Mamon. Right, shor, bor, that's mefurish. So to put, have on the list of Molok Subah Torah is surprising. Okay, but either way we continue. So that's what Rava says is the machlokas in the Mishnah about, whether there's an idea of paying even chatzi the amount. So ihachi. One second. If that's the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nischaivu Nechasim, Nischaivu, Chayiv Gaver Miboile. The language of Nischaivu Nechasim doesn't seem to flow properly. Even Rav Meir agrees that Nischaivu Nechasim. Right, the only question is there enough to pay with that nechasim? So why would Rabbi Yehuda use that lashon of a nischayev nechasim if even Rameir agrees to that? He should say, he's chayev. I mean, he's chayev to pay even if it's half. So v'otanyan also, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda omer, ha'acha shechilku, Rabbi Yehuda himself says as follows, we just said that Rabbi Yehuda says even half. What about the following case? Rabbi Yehuda omer, ha'acha shechilku, yesh, if each of them have 2.5 slime, that's 10 zuz, chayavin, mim la paturin. So why did the Brisa pick that amount for Rabbi Yehuda? My asara zuz lazeh, vasara zuz lazeh, ilema bein di Yerusha, bein di lakuchos. Is it that they each have 2.5 in total assets? In total, including the half of Yerusha and half of the lakuchos, the chamesh afilu chatzi chamesh, and he's saying even less than 5, so why do you give this minimum? Even a tiny amount, even a smaller amount, Rabbi Yehuda would say chayev. So El Apshita, why do you give this number? It must be Asara Zuz Di Yerusha Lazeh. Vasara Zuz Di Yerusha Lazeh. It must be you pick this number because it's to say each of them have 2.5 subject to the Pidyon HaBen payment. So altogether, you'll have 5. Alma Chamish V'lo Chatzi Chamish Svir Aleh. So you see from this Brisa that even Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't give less than 5. So you can't say that's the machlokas in the Mishnah. So try number 3. What is the pshat of the Mishnah? Ela dekulei alma chamesh v'lachatzi chamesh. Everybody agrees. If you don't have 5 slime, the coin gets nothing. It's an all or nothing. V'hacha b'deravasi v'rapavaka miflagi. The machlokas here is about Ravasi or Rav Papa, meaning either on top. Milva peh, maybe could even collect from lakuchos or not. Or milva ktuva torah k'milva v'shtar damya. So maybe that's the machlokas about one of the other givens that we said before. I saw one of the Achronim also note that it seems to be, does the Gemara here say misvara that it's not, you can't give half? Or is it based on a pasuk? Or is it based on a pasuk? What sense do you get? So if you look in the Tshuva's Beis Yitzchak, he says, you get the sense from this Gemara, well, say it this way. There's a major sugya, we know there's a concept of chati shir by Averos. Gemara at the end of Maseches Yuma, at the beginning of the last parak. Chatzis shir osam in the Torah we pass on according to Yochanan. What about chatzis shir by mitzvos? What if I have a half a kazayis matzah? That's it. Is there anything reason to eat it? Can I make a bracha on it? They only have I have to make a hamotzi, but can I make al achilas matzah? Is there any significance to a chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvah? So most assume no. Most assume that a chatzi shir, no. It's all or nothing when it comes to a mitzvah. So the Beis Yitzchak quotes our Gemara. Yesh lo chiyach she'ein b'chatzi shir shal mitzvah zaseh klum. V'mein lo adam kiyim chatzi shir shal kazayis matzah. Ein lo chiyim klal kiyim b'shir sholem. Shahariyim lo kach madu apadro kam milosis chatzi chamesh. The Gemara here doesn't quote a pasuk to say it's something unique about pidyon haben. It's just that this is the mitzvah, and if you can't do the mitzvah, it's pater. So, on the one hand, you would say maybe it's a raya. Achdacha, but then he says maybe not. Maybe Bishlama, maybe Vechatzi Zayis Matzah, maybe there's a mitzvah to eat a little bit. Pidyon HaBen maybe is different. Because the purpose is also, as we started off this year today, to remove the Chalos Kedusha, so maybe that could only be removed with all five. And doing half is nothing. So maybe Dafka Pidyon HaBen is something special. Kivin Shalal Yol Pidyon HaKlav, Ein HaBen Nifte Lemechza, Nimsa Shenisinasu Himatan Manas Chinam Lekoen, Vazeh Vadeh Shlochi After Torah. So it's interesting to talk about different types of mitzvos, whether you chatzi shir would apply differently, right? Even within karbanos. Remember we discussed the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamites, the Maaretz Chayes there quotes the Chassam Sofer about karbanos. Is the mitzvah to eat the karbon or for have the karbon to be eaten? So even though the Gemara there seems to say that there's an idea of eating even less, but maybe that's because it's karbanos. Karbanos is about the chefsa of the karbon being eaten, not to eat it. And if there's a mitzvah to eat something, maybe still there's no such thing as chatzi shir. Okay. So, v'yikad the masi la seifa. Some start this whole exact conversation starting with Rabbi Yehuda Shita, not Rabbi Meir. Same exact conversation. Nishaibar nachasim demis ha'av emas. When did the father die? Ilim is demis lachar shloshim. Michal der meir sarvik yichalko baturin ha'ashtabdi luhu nichse. Why would the meir say pater? Ella batok shloshim. Yichalko amai mechai Rabbi Yehuda. If the father died before 30 days, so why would Rabbi Yehuda say chayav? Leizol agabi hai litchei v'lagabi hai v'litchei. On Rabbi Yirmiya, zoso merish de yosei b'shimon shayi b'rachas loga echad mehem sada mechadero bal chov govim imenu. If two Yosef and Shimos live in one city and one of them bought a field, it must be the Baal Chov could collect. Either way, you're chayiv to me. Right, the same flow of the first version of the Gemara would apply here. Okay, says the Mishnah. Shtei Nashim, similar cases of Safek, but here we're talking about two men. And two women. Shtei nashim shlo bechru of man has two wives that neither of them had a firstborn. V'yaldos nei zacharim nosin yuslam lekohen. Fine, you have to pay ten slam to the kohen because he had two firstborns. Meis echad mehem betok shloshim. If one of the boys died with it before 30 days, yom im lekohen echad nasan. If he already had prepaid for both, yachzul lachamish shlam. The kohen has to give back five because there was only one bechor here. The other one died before. Right, here's the lashon of Rashi. If you look on the Rashi on the second white line, why is the father pater if the child dies before 30 days? Holu meis betoch shloshim, igloi milsa denefelhu. That's a reflection that the child was never a fully developed baby. He was a nefel. V'shelo kedin shakal. That's why there is a ptur if the baby dies before 30 days. Tosfos in Baba Kama Daf Yud Aleph quotes this Rashi and says, according to Rashi then, let's say you were a doctor expert and you knew for sure that the baby was perfect and was a fully formed baby and somehow some terrible tragedy happened. The baby died one day before 30 days. But it wasn't because the baby was an Eifel, then you'd have to pay Pidyon HaBen, according to Rashi. Because there you know that it's not Achshash of an Eifel. And Tosfos argues. Tosfos there says, this is what it sounds like from Rashi, but I argue. I think no, it's a din of 30 days, period. Even if you know that it's a bar kayama. If the baby dies before 30 days, there's no mitzvah. That's what Tosfos says in Bava Kama, Yud Aleph Amid Beis. That's the Tosfos. He quotes, he thinks that there are Gemaras against Rashi. He says, Afilo kimlo chadasha tzarech lamed yom, period. Okay, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. V'yim, let's continue. V'yim l'shnei kohanim Nasan, and if the father gave it to two different kohanim, and now one of his sons died, and yacholotim yadam, so then he can't take it, because each kohen will say, no, I still have the money for the bechor that is still alive. Zachar in a keva, if a man has a zachar in a keva, oshtei zachar in a keva, no sin chamish lam kohen, then he wants to pay one. There's only one vadai bechor there. Shtei nekevas v'zachar, oshtei zachar v'shtei nekevas, in kal kohen klum. But if both of his wives might have had a girl first, then he's pater totally. Because maybe he doesn't have any bechor. Achas bechor, achas lo bechor. If a man has two wives, one has had a bechor before and one hasn't. V'yolda shnei zacharim nosin chamesh lan lakoin. Fine, he has one vade bechor. Meis echad mehem adok shloshim yom ha'av pater. If one of them died, he's pater because maybe the bechor is the one that died. Meis ha'av ha'banim kayamim. But if the father died, so then, same thing as before. Meir omer im nasnu achalo chilku nasnu, because it was from the father. V'im la peturin. Rabbi Yehuda omer nischayavu nechasim. Good. Zachar nekeva in kan lakoin klum. Why? Because maybe the wife that had a firstborn already is the one that had the Zachar, and the one that didn't have the firstborn yet is the one that had the Nekeva. Shtei Nashim Shol Shtei Anashim. Two wives of two men. Shelo Bichra V'yoldu Beis Zacharim. Zeh Nosen Chamish Lam LaKohen V'zeh Nosen Chamish Lam LaKohen. Again, you don't need to know specifically which is your son. You know you had a Bechar, so you have to give five Shlam to the Kohen. Meis Echad Mehem B'Tok Shloshim. If one of them dies within 30, Im LaKohen Echad Nasnu Yachzalam Chamish Lam. If they both gave to one Kohen, so the Kohen has to give back One of the five slimes, and they have to, I don't know, figure out exactly who's going to keep it. Im l'shnei kohanim nasu, im yichol l'hozim yadim. If they give it to kohanim, the kohanim can say, no, prove it to me. I still have the money from the bechor that's still alive. Zachar u'nekeva. If there was a zachar and a nekeva born, ha'avos peturin v'haben chayav liftos as atzma. Why? Because the father doesn't know if he has the bechor or not. So each father would say that, well, maybe I didn't have a bechor. Maybe I had the nekeva. And therefore the chav is pater, but the son has to redeem himself, because the son is vadeh bechor. Haben chayev liftos es atzmo. Shtei nekevas v'zachar, shtei nekevas v'shei zachar, min kan lakoin klum, because maybe there's no bechor here. Achas bechav achas shalo bechra, shal shnei anashim, v'yoldu shnei zacharim, ze shalo bechra ishto nosin chal meislam lakoin, where the one who has a bechor now has to pay, zachar nekeva, in kan lakoin klum. So again, l'maisa, the yesod is all the same. Any case of safi bechor that might not have bechor at all, so then there's no chiv. And if there's a chiyuv, then you have to give. And if there's two kohanim, one kohanim, it's ruled by Hamotzei Chevero Lavaraya. The rule of Safek Yedini Maminis is the rule that applies in Bechor, even though there's the Kedusha element. That Kedusha element is totally on the Mamon Din. And once the Mamon Din is decided, then that would have ramifications on the Kedusha Din. One final source, we started with a Chashuk Echemed, and we'll end with a Chashuk Echemed. Here, the following case. There was a man that his father died and left him $10 million. Very big, Achas Medinas B'Europa, Niftar, B'Shem Tov, Ben Olam Yehudi, Yerei Shamayim, and he left his son, you know, $10 million. At the end of Shiva, another Jew walks in and says, hi, I'm your long-lost brother. I'm your long-lost brother. And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, no, I'm your long-lost brother, and I'm Zoche in half of the Yerusha. And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. And this other one that came in, this other brother that came in, said, well, okay, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you. I'm going to take you to court. Hechla l'tvoas Reuven l'beis ha'mishpat bosa medina u'beis ha'mishpat ha'gavoa l'tzedek. Kava, what are they going to do? What did the Beis Din say? Obviously not a Jewish court. He says, DNA evidence. Go take a hair from the niftar and check the DNA evidence with the sons and see. And the son that just came in and said, it'll show that that's my dad. So now the man who's the Shomer Torah Mitzvah says, I'm stuck. I know he's not my brother. I had never heard of him before, but Nivel HaMeis. Is there an idea of Nivel HaMeis do you have to lose money? $5 million? Ruben is Dagi Bechal Toka L'Psichas Kibar Shalaviv. Shekhi Yadua. It sounds like the Shlomo HaMelech. Just don't do it. Give it to him. Shekhi Yadua. Yishpaz Et Tsar Gadol HaMeis. V'yata Ba Ruben Yishoa. Barali Kishemesh. Ki Ani Ben Yachid La'avi. Himani Tzarech L'Hapsin Mamon Rav. Machsis Yerusha. Kedei Lamnoas Bitzu Abdika. Oshema Zegam Tova La'avi. Shekaspo Yagia L'Yarsha L'Bino. V'lo Le Nochel. So he quotes that he asked this to Rav Yashiv, and Rav Yashiv says, you can't be Mavaz of the Mace. You can't do Bizi HaMace for money, for monetary, even if it's a big loss. Even if it's a big loss. And then, part two, what if they did it? Does DNA evidence, is that enough? Is DNA evidence enough in this case? He Ishra, Ki Shimon, Ki No B'no Shal HaNiftar. What if it said it? So, Api Alacha. Yeah, would DNA evidence be enough for Shimon, or Reuven's the Muchsak? Because this is what he thought. So Rav Yashiv was not sure about that. He says he was noted to say maybe not, because we don't know if DNA in this context would be able to be motzi mamon. And he quotes other stories about opening up forests. Anyway, so this is the story relating to Bechor. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, we thank the sponsors, Le'ilin Ishmas, Yitzchak Aryeh, Ben Menachem, Mendel.